Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. It is Monday, January 25th, 2021. I'm your host, Nathaniel Baker. Happy to announce I will be your host for future editions of the Monday Wall Street Breakfast podcast as well. Our top stories today. Earnings season kicks into high gear. Kid vaccine trials underway. Where are the driverless cars? Leading today's news. Earnings season kicks into high gear. Traders are preparing for the busiest week of earnings season. This will include reports from some of the largest tech companies, and the excitement is palpable. NASDAQ futures climbed 1% to lead the gains overnight. The S&P 500 and Dow Jones indexes rose 0.4% and 0.1% respectively. Don't forget also about the aggressive stimulus package being pursued by the new Biden administration. This would be a $1.9 trillion package that the administration could look to pass this week if bipartisan support proves too difficult. Snapshot. More than a fifth of the S&P 500 companies are expected to provide quarterly updates this week. The mega caps are headlining the busy earnings week. For the first time ever, Apple's quarterly sales are expected to cross $100 billion. Microsoft is projected to pass $40 billion. Tesla is set to post its sixth consecutive quarterly profit, and metrics like ad revenue growth and MAUs will be on watch at Facebook. Looking at the pre-market movement for these stocks, we have Apple shares up over 2% in the pre-market, Microsoft up just short of 2%, Tesla up about 1.7%, and Facebook shares also up about 1.7%. Don't forget about other sectors. We have telecom firms reporting, including Verizon and AT&T, food companies like McDonald's and Starbucks, payment giants MasterCard and Visa, and industrials Honeywell, GE, Caterpillar, and Boeing. S&P 500 earnings are on track to fall by 4.7% year over year. That is according to FactSet. But corporate guidance and forecasts will make all the difference, with profits set to rebound 24% over the course of 2021. Going a bit deeper, options activity has been continuing at a breakneck pace, building on last year's record volumes. Bullish call options trading surged to a high on January 14th, with about 32 million contracts changing hands. That's according to data from Trade Alert. Apple and Tesla were the most popular bets, or among them. Quote, "This is the most popular I've seen call buying in my career," so said John Cherry, global head of options at Northern Trust Capital Markets. Quote, "Where I think that is really driving from is kind of the melt-up that we've seen in broader markets," end quote. Kid vaccine trials are underway. Children are less affected by COVID-19 than adults, but they do still catch the virus and spread it. There have been more than 2.5 million cases of coronavirus reported in children as of January 14th, corresponding to about 13% of all cases. That's according to a report from the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association. Quote, "Children can still get sick and die from COVID-19, end quote. That's Dr. Paul Offit, director of the Vaccine Education Center and an infectious disease physician at the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. Quote, "As many children this past year died from COVID-19 as died from influenza, and we recommend an influenza vaccine for children," end quote. He also pointed out that kids can suffer from a disease called, quote, multi-system inflammatory syndrome. that is associated with COVID and can be debilitating. There have been almost 1,700 cases of the syndrome in children. It's referred to as MIS-C, and there have been 26 deaths. That's as of January 8th, according to the CDC. What's happening? Pfizer has fully enrolled its COVID-19 vaccine trial in kids ages 12 to 15. This focuses on about 2,300 participants and will assess safety and efficacy for the group. Moderna expects data for kids 12 and up may be available before September, but it is unlikely that this company would have data in kids age 11 or younger. AstraZeneca plans to continue UK trials in a new protocol for kids between ages 5 and 18, beginning in the coming months. And Johnson & Johnson is in talks with regulators about including pediatric populations in its development plan. Looking abroad, Israel has begun vaccinating high school students, that's those over the age of 16. And Ministry of Health data there shows that 10 to 19-year-olds made up 21% of known infections. They are the mega spreaders, declared Ido Hadari, Director of Government Relations at HMO Maccabi Health Center Services. Since starting in late December, Israel has led the world's fastest vaccination program, so far administrating the first dose of Pfizer's vaccine to almost a third of its population. Where are the driverless cars? 2020 was supposed to be the year of the self-driving car. There were several companies that estimated they would have tens of thousands of autonomous vehicles on the road by now, but there has been a big disconnect between these cars rolling out and the revolution that was promised. What happened? Quote, "It's an extraordinary grind." So says Waymo CEO John Krafcik in an interview with the Financial Times. Quote, "I would say it's a bigger challenge than launching a rocket and putting it in orbit around the Earth, because it has to be done safely over and over and over again." End quote. 99% accuracy is nowhere near good enough when talking about a fleet of vehicles, and multiplied by thousands of passengers, some would argue that the companies got way ahead of themselves when it comes to methodology and safety. Quote, "We are at a point now where there is more realism than hype," end quote. That is Mark Godfredson, a partner at consulting group Bain. The backdrop here, besides industry leader Waymo, which was valued at more than $30 billion, there's been a lot of consolidation since 2016. That was the year that Cruise was acquired by General Motors. Since then, Argo AI was bought by Volkswagen and Ford. Amazon scooped up Zoox, and Uber's self-driving car division was absorbed by Aurora. Waymo is still the only company globally to have a driverless ride-hailing service. Its fleet spans 300 vehicles, but it is confined to one area in southeastern Phoenix, Arizona. Looking at today's markets, in Asia, we have the Nikkei in Japan higher by about 0.7%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is up about 2.4%. The Shanghai Composite in China is down about 0.5%. And the Sensex in India is up over 1%. In Europe at midday, the FTSE in London is down about 0.3%. Same as the CAC in Paris. The DAC in Frankfurt is roughly flat. As we look at futures here in the U.S., the Dow is up about 0.1%, S&P up about 0.4%, and NASDAQ futures trading about 1% higher. Crude oil is 1.2% higher to around $52.88 a barrel. Gold is up about 0.4%. Trading hands around 1863, and Bitcoin is up 1.1% to around 33,187. The 10-year yield is flat at 1.08%. Looking at today's economic calendar, we have at 8:30 a.m. Chicago Fed National Activity Index at 10:30 a.m., the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey, and 1 p.m., results of the $60 billion two-year note auction. So not a very big day on the economic calendar. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate it and review it. Your feedback is appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.